Willie Hernan is the vice captain of the track walking team. What's our winner today, Willie, please?
I do have a winner for you today. Signature Street. Today up on top of the ground, this horse should be winning.
Signature Street's hard to ride, but he gets home.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Robbie Griffiths joins us. Robe de Fay. How will he go today from gate three?
I think he's a super chance. If he does what he does at home, hopefully he can lead all the way.
Robe de Fay, too good for them.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Of course we do. It's not very good mail at the moment, but it's early. That's what it is.
Well, I think what we've got to do, Daniel, is that if we can't get a winner today, we've just got to not have a promo at all. Signature Street's one of the most famous horses in Australia at the moment. Just gets running every day.
Signature Street hasn't won for quite some time. Just going through my numbers here. It was a long time ago. But we're going to find some winners today. No track walking required, so that's easy. We eliminate a couple of losers, which is good. We're on the wax. We're on the plastic at Geelong for the Geelong Synthetic meeting today. And we've got a couple of trainers, hopefully, Whitey, which might give us a winner.
Hopefully that is the case. Steve Cunningham starts it off for us today. He's got a couple of runners in. Steve, thanks for your time.
Yeah, there you go, Steve.
We're going pretty well. Thank you. Both of your horses today are coming back from a break. Start with race five, number five, Funding from gate three.
Yeah, Funding. He's a nice horse. He's lightly raced. Had a little issue as a younger horse and just tweaked the tendon, so he had a year off and come back and only had that really last prep. And I think he's a reasonable progressive horse. First up, he's ready to go. He's had a couple of trials, and we're hopeful he's competitive down there today.
All right. Well, it's a small field of only eight, and two are out the gate when it comes to the market. But there is an odds-on favourite. So, I mean, a winning chance or maybe place?
Oh, I think the favourite's, you know, very short for a horse that's only come through a maiden. My horse has been placed at, 50, 60 grade, and he's only got beat four lengths at Moonee Valley his last start. So, yeah, the favourite's obviously got some nice form, but I'm not scared of him, put it that way.
Okay, so the favourite there is All Too Sublime from the Freedman Yard. That's race five, number two, with Funding is number five in that race. Okay, race six, number one, Makahoo Boy from gate two. This is going to start favourite at the tab, it looks like.
Yeah, and he probably deserves to be. He's been very consistent. Track record holder a couple of runs ago. First time on the synthetic, but he's working up here. We've got a synthetic track at Wangaratta now, and he's worked up here and he's handled the track pretty good. So, yeah, I'm pretty confident he'll run very well.
Very well. Will he win?
I think he can win, yeah. I think he's in the right race. So he's got a bit of weight, but we've taken a couple off. I think he's, he looks like the one to beat, put it that way, and I'm happy with him going into the run. He's trialled very well, had two trials, and been very impressive in both of those trials. So no excuses, really, ready to run, and, I think he'll be winning.
Terrific, Steve. Thanks for that, and let's hope that your horse can take over the promo from Signature Street. I'm sick and tired of hearing the same race.
Thanks, guys. I need one. I haven't had one for a while. I'm a bit of a dry spell, so hopefully today I'll kick it off.
Terrific. Good luck.
Thank you, guys.
Good on you, Steve. Steve Cunningham with two today. Speaking of dry spells, man, gee whiz. We are in the longest dry spell in the history of the spreadsheet. We've got some issues, and we need to sort it out. So what we do is we go to a Hall of Famer. Now, it's a one-shot-at-the-target type situation today for Johnny McArdle. He's back again. He's after his fish and chip celebration from the Hall of Fame night last year. He's still celebrating over the prospect of what's coming this year. Good morning, John.
How are we, boys?
We're going all right. You okay? You're under the weather, or are you just a bit up early?
I had spinal surgery last Thursday. And
what?
Right, still a bit. Last Friday. Disc replacement and a bit of work done on some vertebrae last Friday. So the voice is still a bit crazy.
Bloody Nora. you come through okay? You're all good?
So far so good. Yeah, I mean, a lot less pain now than what it was before the surgery. So.
Well, you're an outstanding human for taking our call this morning. You've got one runner for us at Geelong. I hazard a guess that you perhaps won't be making the trip.
I'll be letting him go around at Geelong Synthetic without me today.
In your current state. A great courage. Courage comes in all forms. You're showing most of them here today. Race 6, number 4 is Fika Gal, who is very, very good on the plastic, very, very good second up. Are we just winning today?
Well, because obviously I've got to beat Steve. He said his was just winning. So
well, I know. That's what I'm thinking. We're going to get at least one winner.
we might have to dead heat it. She probably went too quickly over in Adelaide last start. She's a bit of a difficult horse to ride, and she got running on young Raquel and probably did it a bit too hard, hoping today that she doesn't. She'll probably either leave or sit outside the leader, but not go as quickly as she did early. I'm happy with the way the horse is, but she's a horse that if she goes too hard early, you know, she's a bit difficult to get the hold up. It sounds like my son's actually a bit more bad way to me. But she's very well on herself. The boys have been happy with her work. She'll go there today. She'll roll forward. She'll look the winner at some stage. It's just whether she holds on that last little bit.
We wish her the best of luck. We wish you the best of luck with your recovery. John, we appreciate your time. I didn't know you were under the physical duress that you're under at the moment, but really appreciate you taking our call this morning. Hopefully you have a good afternoon as well for the stable.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
Take care, mate. John McArdle, Hall of Famer in the early mile. His best today, funnily enough, is his only runner, Fika Gal. And in the same race, the best for Steve Cunningham is Macahoo Boy. So numbers 1 and 4 in race 6. If we can't get that, there's 8 horses in the field. If we can't, 7, sorry, in the field. One of them is $100. We'll make it 6. If we can't get a winner from these two horses out of the 6 horses left in this race, I'll just about throw the spreadsheet in the bin.
We'll talk about courageous performances. This is why John McArdle is in the Hall of Fame, because he clearly seemed to be under the influence of some sort of medication during that interview.
Well, it's a great effort to bloody take our call. I would have told her to go jam it.
Exactly.
That's what I would have done, but he's a Hall of Famer, and he knows the punters need him, and he's stepping up, and that's why he will be again in the Hall of Fame. Another dinner invitation coming for him in the fish and chip.
We're stepping it up.
What?
We're stepping it up.
What are we doing?
We're elevating from a fish and chip in the car park type situation.
He could become a legend of the Hall of Fame if he lands this one today.
We're sort of going more to sort of like a La Paqueta type setup, or a, you know, all you can eat sort of smorgies aren't around anymore, are they?
No,
I'm sure we can find some sort of buffet situation.
Well, I'm sure you could. You know them all. Funnily enough, well done to you.